Emails, laundry, groceries, the list goes on. There's a lot that's on your to-do list. But what should be at the top? The answer is you. This year, put yourself first with the help of Dipsy. Dipsy Stories is an app full of sexy audio stories. And now they even have brand new written stories. No matter who you're into or what turns you on, Dipsy helps bring the stories to life, anytime, anywhere. Close your eyes and let yourself get lost in a world where only good things happen and pleasure is your only priority. Explore your fantasies in a safe, shame-free way. There are hundreds of stories to choose from, and they release new content every week, so there's always more to explore. And they also have wellness sessions to help you wind down and explore, and sleep sessions to help you drift off. For listeners of the show, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/erotic. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipsystories.com/erotic. dipsystories.com/erotic. Lena felt something was off as of late. The house was so quiet these days that she could hear the dripping of water from the leaky faucet. Even though she squeezed the nozzle until it came off, and the darn thing kept leaking away like a mistake that could not be fixed, she felt herself losing her mind and banging away at the kitchen table with a bare fist. "Honey, honey," a soothing voice came from the doorway. "What is wrong?" Lena sighed as she glanced tiredly back at the faucet that just leaked water even faster than before. "It's this faucet!" she gesticulated with both her hands at the object in question. "It just does not stop leaking." "Well, call a handyman." He took a phone out of his pocket. "Better yet, I will call him for you." He dialed a number. Lena could only hear one side of the conversation. "Yeah, I need a handyman. The address is under Pruitt." "Yes, that's the one." "Got it. Thanks." He put the phone back into his pocket. "Someone is coming to fix the sink this afternoon. So don't..." He did not get to finish his sentence before Lena smashed her plump lips to his and practically breathed him into her mouth. Her tongue slid along deeper into his mouth as she grabbed him by the neck, trying to climb on top of him with her legs. But her husband just pushed her away and untangled their tongues. "Honey, I have to go to work. But after I come home tonight, I promise I will." He slid a hand through her soft skirt to rub her pussy that was already soaking wet. Lena moaned as the tension in her body lifted somewhat, but the contact ended too soon as her husband took the car keys out and took a piece of bread to chew on. "Give you a proper loving. Bye, sweetheart." He kissed her on the cheek and left. Lena heard the door slam behind him. She stood still for a while before slapping the kitchen counter and walking away. The faucet just dripped away. Lena laid down on the couch and stared up at the ceiling. Something was definitely off. She turned over. "Well, duh," a fictional version of herself said in her head. She was wearing a red top while rolling her eyes. "You haven't had sex in like, what, a month now? Hurry up and divorce him already." "Don't be crude," another version of herself wearing glasses said, typing away at the computer. "He has probably become impotent due to overwork. You should find the time to go to the doctor." She pushed her glasses up with her middle finger. "If the medicine does not work, then you get a divorce." The doorbell rang, shattering Lena's imaginary versions of herself. She got up to open the door. When she did, She had to pause for a second to take in the hunk of a man in front of her. He was tall, tan, and broad-shouldered, with black hair and dark eyes. His name tag read one word, Andre. Andre raised his toolbox up in front of Lena's stunned face.
I came to fix the faucet. You Pruitt?
He asked in a hard Russian accent. Lena shook her head, but then quickly nodded.
Yes, this way.
She had to clear her throat a few times, as it had become small and squeaky in front of the man. Lena led the way, allowing the man to examine her back. She was wearing a tank top with no bra. The man had seen her nipples get visibly hard when she saw him. Her skirt was short enough that he could see a little of the thong she was wearing every time she swayed her hips to walk.
Here it is,
Lena said, presenting the kitchen sink with a wave of her hand. Andre nodded his head.
Okay.
He lifted a hand and grabbed Lena by the pussy from behind her.
What are you doing?
Lena moaned as she felt rough calluses of the fingertips part her panties to touch directly from her clit, smothering the bead between his index and middle finger.
I fix leaky faucet,
Andre said.
The faucet,
Lena had to take a breath in,
is over there. If you not leaky faucet.
Andre put a finger inside her vagina that expanded immediately to allow the finger in.
Why you so wet? Why panties soak before I come?
Lena kept moaning as she ever so slightly lifted her suburban butt up and then down to let herself be fingered by the stranger behind her.
You want me to fix leaky faucet or not?
Andre asked. Lena grasped the kitchen countertop. Her hot hands fogged up the limestone underneath, making it slippery, so that she had to rest her arms on top of it instead.
Fix it. Just fix it already.
She no longer knew if she was talking about the literal leaky faucet in front of her.
Good. To fix, I plug leaky faucet with big cock, okay?
Andre used one of his hands to undo the zipper of his pants, letting go of Lena, who shuddered at the no-nonsense tone and could only turn her head expectantly. Her eyes immediately met with an 11-inch cock, the biggest cock she had ever seen. It was already hard and ready to rumble, but she just had to extend a hand to feel up the raw power of the equipment that was going to plug her leaky faucet up. Andre swatted her hand away and grabbed her by the hips. The head of his cock teased her bead for a while, letting Lena moan and grind back. Squirting some fluid on the raw cock, Andre finally dove into her slutty pussy, which had begun to ache from no penetration. Her walls held onto the cock, as if it was the only thing keeping her alive. Andre grunted and pounded her pussy as he teased her asshole with his fingers, feeling her vagina tighten, then release. His ministrations had Lena writhing underneath, trying to get away from his fingers that were on her asshole, but just diving back into them again.
Plug my pussy. Plug my pussy. Plug it harder.
She screamed so much that the neighbors could probably hear, but the only thing she cared about was vision whitening and her clit throbbing. Once, then twice, and finally releasing a wave of fluid from her pussy. Her vagina tightened up so much that Andre had no choice but to come inside, letting his semen swim into her fertile womb. He pulled out and zipped up.
Now I fix real leaky faucet,
Andre said, letting Lena crumble to the floor in satisfaction, as white fluid spurted out of her pussy.
Hey, you. If you enjoy this podcast, then please write an Apple review saying why you love it. We truly appreciate your support and the wonderful messages we receive from you. See you next time.